The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.
Now, that music means it's a Daily Dilemma time. It's more office-based today.
Okay.
And this is a person now, serious hats on, because she's gotten herself into a bit of a situation with a colleague. Mm. Hi, Niall, Vinnie and Trish. Say hi to
Hello.
Someone as well.
Hello.
An old colleague of mine came back to work this week and he looked drastically different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I've only ever known him as a heavy man, mm-hmm. so I was shocked to see he had lost what looked about 6 or 7 stone.
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
I commented that he looked great and to keep up the good work. He scoffed a bit and walked away. Now, I was taken aback and embarrassed by his reaction. I felt off all day, so I mentioned it to another colleague who let me know that he had been very unwell and that's why he lost the weight.
Oof.
Ouch. Okay. I feel awful. My partner isn't helping my anxiety either, as he said he would never have mentioned someone's weight, so why would I do that?
Oh, no.
Am I the only person who doesn't see anything wrong with my comment? I had no way of knowing my intention was to give a compliment. I had no way of knowing. So how do I go about broaching the subject with them after my very awkward moment?
Oh, no.
I don't know that you do even.
Maybe
an apology.
You see, you're working with this person, so you can't avoid them, and you have to be in contact with them every day. And it's an awkward and awful situation, but you didn't mean
it. That's it. I think intent has a lot to do with this one, and I don't think if you didn't intentionally mean to hurt someone's feelings, like, go back and say that. I think people will appreciate that. Just say, look, I'm sorry, I really didn't know you were unwell. I'm glad you're feeling better now, and I'm really, really sorry for that comment.
Yeah, I think that's the apology.
I think this did not come from a bad place. No. It's just really unfortunate. It's just one of those things where when you hear it, you go, I can't believe I did that. How did I get myself into that situation? Mm. And I think an apology is the only thing. But if it was me, I would follow in my lovely dad's footsteps. He's a firm believer in a nice card. So you could buy a card.
Is that too much?
No, I don't think so. And just go, look, I really didn't mean to.
Like a face-to-face, I really didn't mean to.
What if they can't do that? What if they just can't build up the courage to actually go up and say...
It does sound like from your email that you've been filled with anxiety since this happened.
I mean.
Which is understandable, really, because, you just put your foot in it, really.
I think giving a card to me would make a bigger deal of it. Like, okay, he's a little bit upset, but you didn't mean it. And I don't think, don't make a huge deal. Just say, look, sorry, I didn't know, and just move on. Like, he can't be that upset.
A little sincere whenever it's one-on-one, when you meet him again in work, just say about the other day, I'm really sorry. I mean, it's simple enough, but I mean,
I just think if it is causing you anxiety to the point that you can't face him again and you want to get over it, I would just write a little, like, not even a card, but like just a little note going, look, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to offend you in any way, and I hope you're doing okay.
What's hard about this one as well is that you really have to be so careful what you say now.
Well, this is it.
You just don't know. And like, you would think that's a compliment. Like, if I'm,
I think I would never compliment somebody on
the weight.
On a weight or I would never say it. I would never bring it up. Just in case. You don't know. It's just such a difficult area though.
And this is just proof that you never know the story behind what's going on.
You don't know. So I would just say hello.
I'm just thinking, in normal terms, if somebody loses weight, you don't go to the worst case scenario. Nobody does.
But it depends on who the person. I wouldn't say just in case.
And you know what? This proves that she didn't know him that well, because she didn't know what was going on.
It was years ago
in his life.
Look,
do you know?
This hasn't come from a bad situation.
No.
I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
But how do you broach it again?
It's just awkward.
Because she has to face that man in work again.
So what would you do?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
As awkward as it might be, you just have to apologise face to face, I think, and just say about my comment the other day, I had no idea. Somebody told me afterwards I didn't mean anything by it. Hope you're well. And
if you can bring yourself to do that, like, anxiety is a terrible thing, and the fact that you feel so genuinely sorry about it will come across.
I think so. Let us know though, 085-102-9103, for this Daily Dilemma this morning. She's put her foot in it. Is apology the best way forward? or what? Beat 102, 103, your advice please. Welcome on the Daily Dilemma. A woman has put her foot in it in work. The gist of the email again, which we read out just a few minutes ago, she complimented a colleague who she hadn't seen for a long time on his appearance, had lost weight, but it turns out, unfortunately, that he had been very unwell. She feels terrible about it, has been filled with anxiety, wants to know how to broach the subject again. Is it a face-to-face apology? Does she just continue on without saying anything because he seemed to be a little bit upset by it? 085-102-9-103.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Watch everyone's favourite witches in Hocus Pocus this Halloween.
Beat 102-103. Back to the Daily Dilemma. So our emailer has put her foot in it in work. She met a colleague for the first time in a long time. He looked a lot different. He had lost a lot of weight and she complimented him on that. But it turns out that he'd been very unwell and she didn't know. He didn't take the compliment very kindly. And she's very awkward about it now and wonders, should a face-to-face apology be the way forward? How do you approach this?
Can I just say as well, her boyfriend adding to the whole stress and anxiety of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she feels bad enough and to be like, well, I wouldn't say that.
But
like,
talk about stating the obvious. Like, she's done it at that stage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's bolting, shutting the door after the horse is already gone.
Yeah.
There are different levels of apologies coming in on the text line, 085-102-9-103. For instance, this voice note.
I think she should buy him dinner and just apologise face to face. That's what I would do.
It doesn't seem that she knows him that well, for one, though. That's, you know, she,
I can imagine that made a really awkward dinner.
Yeah, I just don't know.
But what do you mean, just a voucher for
it? It's a gesture. It's a gesture, yeah, I suppose.
But it's a nice thing to do, but I don't think she's on dinner terms with the guy.
I just don't think go near food right now. I just wouldn't bring food into the equation. You've already put your foot in it. Let's just,
On the dilemma, lads, go back and approach it again. Maybe bring up how the weather is bad and then throw in, it's great to have you back around the place without you and all that kind of stuff. That will butter him up. Then say, it's great to see you doing so well and I'm sorry if my comment touched a nerve. I really didn't mean it like that, but at least you're back to brighten up the place. That's the main thing. It's a quick apology in passing.
The thing about an apology is when somebody apologizes and say, if you were offended or if I hurt your feelings, that to me isn't as sincere as just saying, I am sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's like, oh, well, I didn't think I offended you, but you thought I offended you and you're the problem, you know?
Well, so that's kind of irrelevant. If you're going to say sorry, you have to say sorry wholeheartedly and mean it.
Yeah.
And I think she does anyway. Do you know, she feels it.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text message. I have a medical condition. I put on weight and due to this, people assume I'm sitting around stuffing my face all day. My son is a teenager, has taken a growth spurt and he's lost weight and people continue to comment about how much weight he's lost, and the child is self-conscious as it is without people commenting. I do agree, in this day and age people are so sensitive, it's a joke, but I think people should keep their opinions on people's weight to themselves. People can be fat or skinny due to medical problems that you don't know about. People are too quick to comment on everyone's weight. Keep your bloody opinions to yourself when it comes to people's weight. I think that's fair enough. Another angle on this, definitely more to this dilemma than what we're being told. She was obviously not friends with this man when he was overweight. If she was, she would have known about his illness. So why the interest now? The movie Shallow Hal comes to mind, and now she's trying to save face. I guarantee you this man has zero interest in an apology from her.
Aww. You're being a bit harsh.
He obviously reacted badly. So I don't know if I'd agree with.
But do you have to be best friends with someone to pay them a compliment? Like she was just saying you look good.
Yeah. One more for now. As you are probably not a psychopath, don't send a card, Shona.
Okay.
I love it.
He is upset as essentially that you called him fat before.
That's
always the worry anyway, whatever the circumstances about. Oh, look at, you've lost so much weight.
What are you implying? Yeah.
You know, he's better now and more than likely waiting to, tuck back into a curry on the weekend, and now he isn't happy. To be fair, being that large is unhealthy and not the way people should be living. Three ways I see you getting out of this.
Okay.
Apologise, ask what happened and how he's doing now.
That's a good one.
The sincere approach, yes. Go for broke and say looking strong, etc. Beef up his ego.
Yeah.
Three, move country, good luck.
Option one
in there, I think, was the better one. The more sincere, apologise and ask what happened and how he's doing now. Yeah. I think that's the only way forward, really.
And just move on from it. Yeah, like, don't let it take over your life any more than it needs to. It wasn't meant.
She's already let it become more of a thing than it needed to be, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And slap that boyfriend on the wrist. Support you more.
Oh, it's always the boyfriend getting it. 085-1029-103 for your final texts. Last text on the Daily Dilemma. And I think, you know what, to be honest, this sums it up. And this is all the advice you need at the end of the day.
Lads, from your Daily Dilemma, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it at all. Just walk up to him, shake his hand and say, Jesus, I'm really sorry, I didn't know. That's all it takes.
That's pretty much it.
Absolutely.
Done. Job done. The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.